For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point. Today, engagement farming. In this age of mis and disinformation, our tiny shards of fragmented media mean that in addition to no more truly mass hit songs or TV shows, it is also easy to miss actual news if editors on your favored site choose not to inform you. Unless you seek out multiple news sources, you are probably stuck in one biased silo or another. If you don't expand your news horizons, it's unlikely that you're getting the full story. Maybe you're only getting a partial look, or maybe it's a totally slanted look, and that doesn't even take into account the thought that you're being exposed to conspiracy theories that are presented in such a way that they may seem true, and considering your personal biases, which the platforms have figured out by tracking your browsing, they may seem very appealing to you. Taylor Lorenz is the technology reporter at the Washington Post, and she talks about engagement farming in her new book, Extremely Online: The Untold Story of Fame, Influence, and Power on the Internet. In it, she relies on that phrase, and when you first hear it, you may know precisely what it means and think that she should win the biggest Cupid doll at the state fair for hitting the nail right on the head. But if you missed it, I'll paraphrase the definition here. Engagement farming is a strategy used by spammy pages to increase their reach through controversial and often low-quality content. The practice of using conspiracy theories to explain the world around us is certainly not new. Conspiracy theorizing began innocently enough. In its earliest incarnations, it provided mankind with redoubtable reasoning, explaining away earthquakes, eclipses, volcanoes, and all sorts of, at the time, inexplicable natural phenomena. We are, as a species, uncomfortable with the inexplicable, and so we invent what seem, at the time of limited education and understanding, plausible reasons for the things we can't otherwise explain, or, as science fiction icon Arthur C. Clarke, the author of 2001: A Space Odyssey, wrote, "Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic." At some point, we added nefarious reasoning to our innocent speculation. And I know there are earlier examples of engagement farming, but one that sticks out like a pair of brown shoes at a black tie formal is the idea that we never went to the moon. We just had astronauts swimming around in an indoor YMCA pool in Houston. Watch out for the kids splashing in lane one. That one represents the leap from using superstition to explain things that were out of our experience due to limited understanding of events to purposely creating far-fetched explanations of events for political purposes and/or for undermining eyewitness or scientific explanations to instill doubt and wreak havoc for fun and profit. See Jones, Alex. Other early examples include the isolationist John Birch Society, which fought to keep us from fluoridating our residential water supply on the paranoid and made-up basis that it was a communist plot to take over the USA. Yes, watch out for practitioners of modern dentistry. You know, the expensive Harleys and Porsches that they drive are just capitalist cover. They're really all commies. The single bullet theory held that Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't have acted alone in assassinating President Kennedy. Okay, that one might have legs. Donald Trump rode to political relevance by falsely claiming that Barack Obama was an illegitimate president because he was born in Kenya. He wasn't, but he did humiliate Trump with a funny and deadly accurate monologue at a White House correspondents' dinner, and has subsequently learned that you cannot humiliate a narcissist and not expect retribution. With the advent of the internet, it became possible, probable even, that conspiracy theories would take on a life of their own. A current example of engagement farming is the tragic incident in Baltimore Harbor, where the nearly 1,000-foot-long container ship Dolly lost power and rammed a main support, taking down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The conspiracy theorists are having a field day on that baseless idea or farming in the hope that they'll come up with a crop so delicious in its malevolence that it engages the popular imagination. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan reported that in the immediate aftermath of the Key Bridge collapse, conspiracy theories blossomed like madness in the spring. They laid the blame for the powerless ship taking down the bridge on society-ruining DEI, don't even ask me, Israel and Ukraine, something about the container content, I guess. Obama, again, don't ask me, he's just the all-purpose scapegoat. And Islamic terrorism, which seems less likely than Russian terrorism, but that's just splitting hairs. And the saddest display of all, the mean-spirited theories that surrounded Catherine, the Princess of Wales, and her absence from public life after her abdominal surgery, but before the disclosure of her cancer diagnosis. Look, I just can't say it often enough. Get out of your silo and expand your news sources if you wish to be truly informed. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.
Go to the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com or the PV app and look for A Turning Point.
Thanks for listening to Progressive Voices. The conservative media machine dominates the national conversation, trying to drown out anyone who doesn't share its opinion. We can't let that happen. Please, go to progressivevoices.com to make sure that all our progressive voices are heard.